If you love theme parks and you are looking for fun things to do with your family, you have come to the right place. Hey, it's Chad and Christy, your hosts for our Theme Parks and Recs podcast, episode 38. Welcome. We have a lot to cover in this week's podcast. Not only a couple of great events happening in the Tampa Bay area that our radio station, the new B98.7, is going to be involved with, but we have lots of stuff happening at all of the theme parks. I know that over the last couple of weeks, we've had a lot of special guests with great stories, and I love that. But when you get the special guests on, sometimes you don't have a chance to kind of hit the rumors and the latest happenings with the theme parks. There's something going on at Busch Gardens, something going on at Universal, and of course, there is always something cooking at Walt Disney World. All right, so let's start with the events that are happening here in the Tampa Bay area this weekend. If you are looking for something fun to do with your family, we have tomorrow afternoon our Summer Camp Expo. That's going to be happening at Steinbrenner Field,
yep,
which is where the minor league Yankees play, right across the street from Raymond James Stadium, you know, where the Bucks play.
Yep, and from what I understand, there's going to be a Tampa Tarpons game going on after the summer camp. And so if you get a ticket and go into the expo, that also gets you into the baseball game, and then they're going to be doing fireworks after.
Awesome. So it's like a whole day and evening of fun with your family at a very, very low cost. So that's great. One of the other events that's happening tomorrow night that is free in downtown Tampa, our radio station has partnered up with Friends of Tampa Recreation to do movies in the park in downtown Tampa. This is at Waterworks Park, not Curtis Hickson Park, right. Waterworks Park, which is next to the Eulalie restaurant and the brand new water park. So you can not only bring out the blanket and picnic basket and the dog and watch the movie on the big screen, which tomorrow night is Lego Batman, bring the bathing suit for the kids and they can go splash around in the water splash park.
Yep.
And this is going to be every Saturday night in April. Again, Lego Batman is tomorrow night, and over the next couple of weeks, then we're going to have Finding Dory, Guardians of the Galaxy, and the one I'm excited about, Ferris Bueller.
Oh, yeah.
Family's going to be there for that one. It's time to introduce the kids to Ferris Bueller. So that's great. So again, that is free, and that is tomorrow night, Saturday, April the 7th, and those movies start at 8 o'clock. So, but of course, you can get there early and have some fun in downtown Tampa prior to the movie. All right, so let's get on to the theme parks because we got a lot of ground to cover, Christy. There have been a lot of announcements over the last couple of weeks for all of our theme parks here in Florida. Before we get to the hot new openings and rumors for both Universal Orlando and Walt Disney World, let's talk about Busch Gardens first because we're down to the final couple of weeks for the Food and Wine Festival.
Yep.
This weekend, there are concerts that go along with the food. There are a bunch of different food sampling stations, and each food sampling station has sort of like a main course, a dessert, and then either a craft beer or a wine, and you can get a punch card and go like booth to booth to booth. So along with the food, the concerts this weekend at Busch Gardens, you have TLC and you have Hank Williams Jr. Then next weekend, you have Bret Michaels of Poison and Kool & the Gang with the Commodores. Then All-American Rejects and Cole Swindell the weekend after that. And finally, the final weekend in April, you have Flo Rida and Kaleo with Bleachers. So those are your final eight concerts that you can catch with the Food and Wine Festival happening at Busch Gardens. We were out there for the Goo Goo Dolls show. Food, fantastic as always. Mm-hmm. And it's really great. I mean, the weather has been perfect to catch like an outdoor concert. You know, before we get into the summertime months, and being outdoors for a concert is like, woo, with the bugs and the heat and sweaty people around you.
Because you're never one of those sweaty people.
Never. It's always somebody else. All right. So that's what's happening at Busch Gardens here in the Tampa Bay area. Onward to Orlando now, just up I-4, where before we even get to theme park rumors, this, I think, is the rumor we should be talking about. And to me, this is a big deal rumor. Well, first, the state of Florida, I don't know if you saw the number they released of just how many visitors came to Florida in 2017.
I had not seen that.
116.5 million visitors.
Wow.
In 2017. And I believe they were all on I-4 at one time. For anybody that tries to travel from Tampa to Orlando to either go to Universal or to go to Walt Disney World, you know, on any given day, it could be an hour and 20 minutes, or it could be 4 hours. You never know what you're going to get. But inevitably, once you get to about exit 55 on I-4 all the way through exit 68, which is where they have the outlet mall there at 535, you know, at the tail end of Disney Springs, you know there's going to be a backup every single time, both directions.
Definitely.
And oftentimes, it's not even because of an accident. It's just backed up, especially when you get to exit 68. Well, guess what? They have finally decided to expand I-4 through that area.
You're kidding. It's taken this long, but finally.
Yeah. Now, the construction is expected to begin in 2020, so it's not even going to begin for two more years, and you know it takes several years to complete it, so we're going to have to deal with it. But I think the thing that is most interesting about the expansion of I-4 in that area is, apparently, according to one source, this is growthspotter.com, tenants of the Crossroads Shopping Center have been told to get out.
Really?
They have 18 months, and that whole area will be demolished for the expansion. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the Crossroads area, that's at the very end of like that Hotel Row on the other side of Disney Springs. There's an Uno there.
Oh, there's a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, Chevy's. There's a McDonald's. There's the Gooding's grocery store. There's a Fuddruckers in there.
Mm-hmm. Taco
a Moe's. Taco Bell. All of that is gone.
According to this one source.
Right. That they have 18 months.
Okay. So because before when you said, oh, it's not going to start till like 2020, I thought, well, good grief. Why tell us this now? It's not like it's something to get excited about. That's going to happen soon. But now this makes sense because if there are businesses that are going to have to relocate, obviously they do have to give them time to be able to do that and then go through the demolition. So that time frame makes
sense. So obviously the expansion of I-4 in that area, we know what direction it's going. It's going to be on that side because it can't be on the other side. You got the outlet mall there, and that outlet mall is always, always packed.
Yep.
So now we know the expansion right around exit 68 and for that stretch of I-4 is going to be happening in that area. So if you're an Uno fan and that's one place you like to go or any of those restaurants in that area, you got a year and a half before they're completely gone and that area is demolished. Again, according to one rumor, this is growthspotter.com that I have read this information. So now on to the theme parks. This is not a rumor. This is confirmed. We have our first official haunted house for Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios, Stranger Things.
Which makes sense because it has been the it show for the last couple of years with that creepy element to it.
Although, you know what's interesting is last year, right before Halloween Horror Nights, here on the podcast, we had the producer of Halloween Horror Nights on with us. And we basically said, at what point do you start planning for 2018, and he's like, we are already planning it now. So like a year in advance.
Well, sure.
And he says, because there's going to be one new house, at least one, that's going to be based on something new that is very, very popular. Well, I got excited and my son got excited. We said, is it going to be based on It?
Uh-huh.
And I still am holding out hope that maybe there will be two new houses this year and that will be it. But now, obviously, I'm thinking he was talking about Stranger Things.
Well, and if you look at the history of Halloween Horror Nights over the past couple of years, clowns have been big. So who knows?
And there are several new ones every single year. I still say last year, and everybody's going to have their own opinion about which house was the best. I think The Shining last year, hands down, was the best one. That was amazing. And I hope it returns because you didn't get to go last year. Only our son and I went. And it was fantastic. It's always great. So it'll be, you know, a long line for Stranger Things, of course, this year. And this is what the official Universal Orlando blog says about the Stranger Things house. I don't know if you've seen the official description for it or not. It says, you will faithfully follow the storyline, starting off on Mirkwood and then quickly moving to inside Hawkins National Laboratory, where things have gone terribly, terribly wrong. From there, you will experience all the most memorable moments and environments from the show while being hunted at every turn by the Demogorgon. And of course, you'll step into the mysterious darkness of the Upside Down more than once, whether you like it or not.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'm going to take a little bit of credit for something.
This is
a stretch. It's a stretch. But we did a broadcast from Universal Studios probably, what, 5 years ago? We've had the opportunity throughout the years of doing our morning show for almost 18 years here in Tampa Bay to go over and broadcast from Halloween Horror Nights. Mm-hmm. And I think it was about 5 years ago that I said, you know, Christy, it seems like here at Universal Studios during Halloween Horror Nights, they have virtually every monster represented except a Demogorgon. Do you remember me saying that? And I think you even laughed at me and said, where did you pull that out of?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I don't remember that conversation.
I thought you were going to give me kudos. But here we are now, 5 years later or 6 years later, Stranger Things, and now it's going to be represented at Universal Studios.
Well, let's not give you credit for coming up with the idea, but we'll give you some credit for being ahead of your time. How's
that? On the same wavelength of somebody else who's just as strange as I am. All right, so that is, again, not the rumor. That's been confirmed that there will be a Stranger Things house at Halloween Horror Nights, which will be September 14th through November 3rd this year. The other news, the Aventura Hotel, which is going to be the brand new Universal Orlando Hotel, that's right across the street from Cabana Bay and right next to Sapphire Falls, is set to open end of June, early July. And they have announced that there will be a restaurant / bar on the top floor. Okay.
Ooh.
All right. So it's going to be open to everybody. You do not have to be a hotel guest. So that's kind of cool. And obviously, it's going to give you a spectacular view of all of the resorts, the theme parks over at Universal Orlando, and really a great view of all of Orlando. And the name is going to be, are you ready for it? Bar 17 Bistro.
Ooh.
And do you know what the 17 stands for?
I don't.
It's on the 17th floor.
Oh.
Hey, you know, sometimes you just got to spell it out exactly what you're going to get when you get up there. Bar 17 Bistro. It pretty much tells you everything you need to know in three words.
Yep. You can get food. You can get some drinks. And it's on the 17th floor.
Exactly. And then upcoming in 2019, the next resort is going to be called, if you hadn't heard this yet, Universal's Endless Summer Resort. And there are going to be two: the Surfside Inn and Suites and the Dockside Inn and Suites. Now, this is the resort that's going to be going in where Wet n Wild used to be.
Oh, okay.
That's where they're expanding now, sort of on the other side of International Drive. These resorts are being officially called Value Resorts. Now, for those that said, wait, I thought Cabana Bay was the Value Resort, that is a premium Value Resort. So these are expected to be even less money than the Cabana Bay Beach Resort. But I tell you, as a Florida resident, they and a pass holder too, they offer great deals on Cabana Bay all the time. And truly, of all of the resorts over there, it's our family's favorite. Mm-hmm. It's a ton of fun if you haven't been there yet. It is like you have jumped in a time machine and gone back to 1960. They have not missed anything.
Well, and there are lots of things that you can do on site without ever having to leave the resort. I think the last time we went over, we went to the theme parks maybe one night, but for the rest of the long weekend, we bowled because there is a bowling alley inside of Cabana Bay. There are two different pools, one on each side of the resort. One has the big water slide. The other side has the lazy river. They do movies on both sides. There's a restaurant inside. There's a Starbucks inside. Who needs anything
more
than
that? And while you're eating at the restaurant, they show on big screens classic commercials and little clips from TV shows from like 1960 or the early 60s.
Right.
So it is really immersive and a lot of fun if you haven't stayed at the Cabana Bay Beach Resort. So that's what's going on over at Universal Orlando. Now let's jump down I-4 about 12 miles and talk about what is happening at Walt Disney World. This summer, as you know, they are opening up Toy Story, the whole Toy Story area. That's supposed to be end of June. June 30th is the date that I've heard now. I don't know if that's the soft opening date or the official opening date. One of the things about the expansion and the final construction of the Toy Story land at Disney's Hollywood Studios is for a little while they are shutting down fast passes for Toy Story Mania.
Uh-huh. That makes sense, though.
So from April 9th, so 3 days from now, through May 7th, the guests that go over to Disney's Hollywood Studios and want to ride Toy Story Land. So probably means the standby queue is going to be a little longer than normal. At least it's going to be kind of after spring break season.
Well, and then you flash forward to next year and you have the grand opening of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge that has been so highly anticipated.
Yes, and I actually have seen the first screen capture from what you'll see when you ride the Millennium Falcon attraction.
Oh, okay.
It looks amazing, you know, because technology's come such a long way. And I know that even with Star Tours, they updated the projectors and the film that you see and made it digital and it looks better, but nothing compared to obviously anything that's going to come out. You know, you look at Flight of the Banshee at Animal Kingdom,
right,
and how vibrant that is, the screen in front of you when you're riding that. Now imagine 1 year from now what it's going to be like when you ride the Millennium Falcon attraction,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people, I've had discussions with friends of people saying, do you think the Millennium Falcon attraction is going to be like Flight of the Banshee? Because generally with Disney or any theme park, frankly, is with as much money as you spend on researching and developing a certain attraction, if you have that technology at your fingertips, why would you not continue to utilize that same technology for a while?
Right.
So do I think it's going to be similar? Yes, I do. However, I mean, obviously, you're not going to be riding on a Banshee. You're going to be riding inside the Millennium Falcon. Here is one thing that I have heard that could perhaps make this different, and this is where I'll go into rumor land, could make this different than riding, say, Flight of the Banshee.
Mm-hmm.
What I have heard for the Millennium Falcon attraction is that they are going to use 5 projectors.
Okay.
To project the picture that you're seeing in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could either mean one in front of you, one on both sides of you, one behind you, so that you can look all the way around and see what's happening.
Right. So is it going to be a 360 experience?
Right.
Okay.
Or is it going to be that depending on where you sit? Because if you think about the Millennium Falcon, I'm going to go into Star Wars geekdom here because Christy and I are such huge Star Wars fans. You know, sitting in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon, you're going to see one thing. Sitting in that area where they have the little chessboard, you know, sort of like, I'll call it, for lack of a better word, the lounge area of the Millennium Falcon, you're going to have a different view.
Or the gunner pit.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to have a different. So I wonder, and how exciting would this be as a Star Wars fan, or really for anybody that's going to ride it time and time again, to not know which area of the Millennium Falcon you're going to sit.
Yeah, but here's the only problem with that, if that's the way it comes down. With our luck, we'd get sat in the same spot the whole time, every single time.
Well, then we would just have to go back again and see, right?
Well, yeah.
And as far as the capacity for this particular ride, I have seen this mentioned on a couple of different websites. They say the hourly capacity for the Millennium Falcon attraction will be 1,750 people hourly.
Okay.
Now, where is that in perspective to, say, Flight of the Banshee? That's more than get on Flight of the Banshee hourly.
Okay.
So that's good news.
Yep.
Because you still see, even a year after Pandora opened at Animal Kingdom, that Flight of the Banshee is a good hour and a half, 2 hour wait at any given point.
Right.
And difficult to get a fast pass for. So knowing that, wow, okay, so more people are going to get on the Millennium Falcon attraction than that is good. However, it's still less than, say, a Haunted Mansion or any of those rides that have the Omni Movers, you know, where it just keeps moving and moving and moving, you know, Little Mermaid and those mm-hmm. kinds of rides. So that's something to think about with a year to go. But I mean, I remember us talking about this 2-3 years ago and going, oh, 2019. And now to think, I mean, that's next year.
Yeah. Almost
so
there.
That's crazy. All right. So rumor number two for Walt Disney World. And this is another Epcot rumor, because we've been talking about the fact that France is going to be putting in a Ratatouille ride.
Uh-huh.
I don't know yet when that's going to happen or if it even is 100% confirmed. But I hear it from so many different people in so many different places that it's coming. Because they've, again, already created this Ratatouille ride at Disneyland Paris. So why not just bring it to Epcot, have something else for people to experience, which we've seen, I mean, like it or not, because there are still those people that say, I wish they'd bring back the Maelstrom to Norway. We loved the Maelstrom, but at any given point when we would go to ride the Maelstrom at Epcot, how long was the line?
it was pretty much walk on, maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. Frozen now, still years later. How long's the line?
A long
hour and a half
time. Yeah.
So you see what bringing in what they call the intellectual properties into Epcot has done for the World Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
So why not bring in Ratatouille to France? Makes sense. So here's the latest rumor that I have heard. There will be another country in Epcot that will be getting its own attraction. It will be in the UK, and it's an attraction based on Mary Poppins.
Huh. Well, and that makes sense with an updated version of Mary Poppins that's going to be coming out, another live action.
And still beloved. Movie. I mean, it still ranks up there in probably my top five favorite Disney movies of all time. And our kids love it too. So something to debate for the purists that don't want things changed versus those that say, I love the constant mm-hmm. changing and evolving of these theme parks. And to think that we might have an indoor in the dark kind of attraction for Mary Poppins is what mm-hmm. I'm hearing. So that's the other big rumor that we have as far as Walt Disney World goes. And then a couple of confirmed events that are going to be happening at Walt Disney World this summer. In Dinoland USA at Animal Kingdom, they are going to do a new Donald's Dino Bash, which they're calling a prehistoric party 200 years in the making. It's going to feature Donald Duck taking over Dinoland USA in celebration of the unexpected discovery that his ancestors were actually descendants of dinosaurs.
Oh.
There will be fun. Chip and Dale are going to be there in their dino costumes. Donald, Daisy, Goofy, Pluto. A bunch of other characters. So that's going to be starting up in May. May 25th is when you'll begin to experience this Dinoland USA with Donald Duck. So if you go out there and you're one of the first to experience it, then let us know. Tell us all about it. Or if you've heard some rumors or you have some questions or things that you want to talk about here on the podcast, it's for you as much as it is for us, the annual pass holders to all of the theme parks here in Florida. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at B98.7FM. That's our radio station, B98.7 in Tampa Bay. Or you can also email me, Chad, C-H-A-D-D, at B98.7FM.com. Christy, K-R-I-S-T-I, at B98.7FM.com. Until we get to next week's episode, which we will talk about the upcoming Food and Wine Festival. I've already heard two singers being rumored or close to confirming to be a part of the Eat to the Beat concert series. And I'm also friends with someone in a band who emailed me and says, looks like we're going to be back as well. So maybe we'll have like three big rumors to talk about next week on our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. Until then, thanks for downloading and listening. We appreciate it.